This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Reports of the Washington Post death are greatly exaggerated.
The Washington Post is now owned by the head of Amazon, and its 14 print subscribers are already noticing one difference. Because the paper now comes in ludicrously wasteful packaging. But although I will say they've made it much easier to return the news if you don't like it.
That is John Oliver on last summer's The Daily Show, mocking what was considered a potentially bad investment by Amazon's Jeff Bezos. He had just bought the Washington Post. I mean, the head of Amazon, the future of digital retail, putting money into the dying media print. Well, guess what? The Washington Post is a media player again. It's breaking a lot of news and seeing its web views up 63% from last year. What does Jeff Bezos know about the newspaper business in the digital age that others don't? Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project is here to talk about that. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, maybe we should start here. Was the Washington Post dying when Jeff Bezos took it over?
Well, it certainly wasn't in a very good place. They had been through years and years of economic downturn. They had been laying people off quite a bit. But it's not fair to say it was dying. I mean, they were still doing substantial work. They did great investigations into Walter Reed in the middle of all that, which won a Pulitzer Prize. But the momentum was definitely going in a negative direction.
So what kind of magic did Jeff Bezos work at the Washington Post to re-energize the paper?
Well, mostly he gave them the financial stability they needed. I mean, they've hired more than 100 journalists in the last year. They did that in part by cutting pensions and medical benefits for retirees. So it's not like it was just a sugar daddy infusion of cash. But that turnaround has led to some really substantial reporting. All of the stuff that we know about the debacle at the Secret Service comes first from the Washington Post. They were behind the investigative work that led to the conviction on corruption charges for the former Virginia governor. So they are doing a lot of really good journalism. And when you talk to people in the Post, they feel the difference. They feel like they're going in a positive direction. But that growth in web traffic is directly related to the quality of the product. People want to read it. And also, people want to read it outside of Washington. The internet has made that possible, and Bezos apparently has some plans for the future.
So as David Carr of the New York Times says, the killer app for newspapers is still good reporting?
Yes, although Jeff Bezos is thinking about another kind of killer app, a real killer app. An internal committee is working on a special project that would make the Washington Post available for people who buy the newer, bigger Kindle Fire. And it really makes sense because it's what Bezos did with Amazon, right? They don't make anything at Amazon. They just change the delivery system. And that seems to be what Bezos is banking on here as the way he's going to make money off the Washington Post.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Yes, really big question here. Kelly, why should any of us care about the Washington Post?
You know, newspapers still have more investigative power than any other organization, including online newsrooms. You kind of want a powerful check on power moored in the nation's capital at a newspaper.